Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First.
Wait, do we announce anything exciting yet, or do we...
Okay.
Or do we wait? Announcement.
Announcement.
Mike is drinking beer. Okay.
I'm going back on keto tomorrow, so I have to drink the beer now.
That's logical. It only makes sense. I get it. Okay.
Announcement. I don't know. Oh, we just talked about Big Fatty.
Big Fatty was, this is the least exciting of our announcements. So that means all the rest are very exciting. We're going to go to Pride 48 this year. Oh, we're doing two Pride 48 things. One is there's a streaming event.
Live stream.
A live stream, which sounds dirty and dirtier the way it when does. We say it.
Or as Big Fatty says, vulgar.
It sounds vulgar. Mm-hmm. Big Fatty's vulgar himself.
Yeah, that's the point.
I guess so. I think that's our point, too.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Announcement. We just talked about Big Fatty.
Big Fatty was the least exciting of our announcements. Announcement. Big Fatty's vulgar.
Vulgar.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2929. The BFO for Monday the 22th of April 2019. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Prices, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're half prices today because y'all, the Easter candies are half off. Big Fatty, does that mean we just buy the ears or the butthole of the chocolate rabbit? No, you... Big Fatty, I don't believe I said butthole. No, all the candies are on sale half price today. So y'all head on over to your Walmart or to your Target or to your Von's East and pick you up some chocolate butthole. Big Fatty!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today the 22th, we have not one, but two, I say two, anniversariums. Y'all, the first the Rambo Reed Heed and Roger. Yes, Big Fatty, the Rambo Reed Heed and Roger. Rambo Reed Heed has been around. Y'all met him several times out there at the Pride 48. Never met Roger, though, but maybe they'll come down to Nolens. And y'all, then our other anniversarium today is, he's one of the suits. Been to several of the Pride 48s out there in Las Vegas, and is coming to Pride 48 in Nolens. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Taylor the Latte Boy. Oh, Big Fatty and Babaloo. It's true. And believe it or not, it's not Taffy Carlisle Huffing. Big Fatty, we can't believe it, but it's true. So y'all, if you see the Rambo Redeed and Roger or Taylor the Latte Boy and Babaloo, wish them happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty, and some cake.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday evening when I recorded over in Hatlanta at the Hat Cave, y'all, I was able to get a very faint signal at the Hat Cave, so I was able to upload the little shows without having to find an inner tube connection. Yes, McFaddy, and y'all, for right, y'all, I, what did I do for right? Oh, y'all, my mother was moved. Y'all, she was in intensive care, and not because there was something life-threatening going on, but they were giving her the IVs, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I think they like to do that mainly in the intensive care. And y'all, then she was fine there for a while, but y'all, they didn't have any beds in the regular care section of the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo. And let me think about this a second. No, Thursday night she was moved into a. She was moved into a regular room. Big Fatty went to the El Hospitalo about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, I had gone and gotten some gasoline, some petroleum from the Sam's Club. Y'all, I don't remember how much it was there, but it was like $2.59 or something like that. But that, y'all, that's for that's just for the regular, that's for regular. That wasn't ethyl or high test, Big Fatty, it's just regular. That's what Ruby Red prefers. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all went over to El Hospitalo, and y'all, I stayed with my mother, and they moved her down to the regular room, and y'all, she got kind of, y'all, it was confusing for her. She couldn't, it was just confusing. And I tried to tell her, you know, that this was the first step before she could get out of El Hospitalo, and that the doctors were pleased with her progress and everything. Y'all, the fluid in her ankles and all had dropped tremendously, but she still had some fluid in her lungs, and they were worried a little bit about that, but not to the point where she needed to stay in the ICU or anything. And they were talking about having her discharged on Saturday. I don't think that happened, but if she probably be discharged today, Monday, then she's going to go to a physical, no, what is it called? It's a physical therapy facility or something like that to just help her, you know, get back into a routine and get her strength back up and all. Because, y'all, all she's done is lay in the bed. Big Fatty, she likes to do that and eat chocolate pudding. Big Fatty, it sounds perfect, just like what the old gal likes to. Well, the old gal is currently in a Sugar by DT's coma from the C's candies. That evening, she was just confused and everything. And, it's just sad. And, as I have said, several times on this little show, I am at peace for whenever her time has ended. And but, you know, it's not that we're giving up or anything like that. I think one of her doctors says, you know, just because she has a DNR request doesn't mean that it's not a do not treat. And so, y'all, I like the way he put that. Do not, resuscitate, but you doesn't mean do not treat. So anyway, I stayed with her till about 10 p.m. in the evening night. Y'all, the last little bit, they had given her some Tylenol to help relax her, and y'all, that tends to make her sleepy and all. And y'all, I just sat there for the last half hour, and she was beginning to drift off, and I just held her hand, and I think it was comforting to her, and it was certainly comforting to me. And I gave her a kiss goodnight before she drifted off. And she knew that I was coming back to Charleston Saturday morning. And, y'all, so I left once she was, yes, McFetty, she was sawing logs. It's true. And, you know, part of this is, this can't have somebody there all the time. But, you know, there again, when you're in the hospital, or in assisted living, there is somebody there all the time. So, they're just not sitting in the chair beside you. But, anyway. Got up Saturday morning, and I had packed my valise and got my share and got in the Ruby Red and was off to Charleston. I got on the road about 8:30, a little after 8:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, I arrived in Charleston a little after 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon, so there was absolutely no traffic, and they had a little bit of rain leaving Hatlanta, but nothing serious. It didn't slow anything down. No accidents, no incidents. And y'all got back to town and unpacked old Ruby Red and and my valise and everything. And just kind of relaxed. I was tired when I got back. Yes, because I may have drooled on the pillow a little bit before. You know, the Gavin was not going to do that stick it with a poke Saturday night because it was the Easter Bunny weekend. Yes, McFetty. Durwood and Granny and Big Dick and John and our friend Nick, who is becoming an integral part of our group, and Jeremy, y'all, we were all at the Dudley Do-Rights and had some cocktails. Y'all, we hadn't seen each other in several weeks. all of us together. There were little pieces of us there last weekend, but not all of us together until last night. And y'all, we just caught up and laughed a lot and had a good time and had some cocktails. Big Fanny, can you stay awake for the little show? I'm trying. But, y'all got back home here to the villa, slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fanny, you're gonna need to wash those sheets. It's almost like being at assisted living. Well, y'all, then I got up on Sunday morning. Y'all, I made me another quiche. I made another quiche. Big Fanny, you're so fanciful. It's true. And so I had my Easter ham and cheese quiche and a big old pot of coffee. And y'all, I've been out on my Easter nipple walk, my first nipple walk in a week, y'all. Because, you know, when I'm over in Hatlanta, I really... do not go out for the nipple walks over there. And I did that. Y'all, and since it's Easter Sunday, y'all, I counted only 29 homes in Fat Acres had any kind of bunny rabbit Easter decorations up. Big Fanny. And that's not a whole lot. And the ones that were decorated weren't decorated real fancy. And y'all got back, took my shirt, and y'all, now I am sitting here recording the little show. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! So y'all, I got back, and you know, I had my U.S. mail held. Big Fanny, that sounds vulgar. No, not my M-A-L-E, my M-A-I-L. Oh, that's very different. It's true. And y'all, I've gotten a postcard from the Easter Bunny. And y'all, there's a picture of the Easter Bunny, and it says on the front, it says, "I've hidden some eggs for you." And y'all, then on the back, and it says, "Hi there. Are you ready for an Easter egg hunt? I'm hiding a bunch of eggs all around, so grab your basket, Betty, that is vulgar. Be sure to check high and low. Can you find them all? Happy Easter. Lots of love. The Easter Bunny. Betty, the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny? Thank you so much for that. It's just lovely. And y'all, then I've got a card here also. And y'all, it is from the Ohio. And y'all, I'm not quite sure who this might be. We're just going to open it up and see. And, Big Betty, look, it's the McCall's catalog. No, it's not McCall's catalog. It's a pattern. And y'all, it's a pattern for men's vests and suits. And y'all, it's very 70s. Betty, it's very vulgar. It's true. And y'all, you open it up, and y'all, it says, Dear Big Fatty, I saw this card featuring a few of your gentlemen callers from back in the day. All the memories. I'm having a hard time accepting that your retirement is imminent. Big Fatty, the horror. That your retirement is imminent. Oh, from the little show. I was going to say, I retired back in the end of June. Betty? Thank you for your friendship throughout the years. You are truly a gem. Betty? Love. Kingsley. Well, Kingsley, thank you so much for that. That's just the cutest thing I think I've ever seen. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, this note card was inspired by an original McCall sewing pattern from 1970. Since 1870, the McCall Pattern Company has brought do-it-yourself sewing patterns into the homes and around the world. Based in New York City, they possess an unrivaled archive that spans the history of fashion since the invention of the sewing machine. Yes, Big Betty, and that's just as cute as it can be. And Kingsley, thank you so much for that. That's just as sweet you're just as sweet as you can be for doing that. Y'all, just want to take a minute here at the end of the little show. Y'all, you know Archer. From the Archer Radio, y'all. His mother is deathly ill, and she's a lot of her symptoms are the same as my mother's, except her mind is not leaving her like the Hatterina. But y'all, he's been told that his mother only has about 2 weeks to live. That they really can't do anything else for her. There's just terrible damage inside of her heart and everything. And y'all, he is down. I think it's in Nashville is where his mother is in the El Hospitalo. And y'all, just keep him in your thoughts. And it's one of just. It's just a part of life, but y'all, it's not easy. Trust me, I can tell you, it is not easy. And oh, dear gussie, and y'all, just keep him in your thoughts, y'all, it means the world to someone that's going through all this. If you just reach out and send them a virtual hug or hold their hand virtually or whatever. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the boys from the Gayish little show. And Mike and Kyle, if you were telling people about Big Fatty, what would you say?
Announcement. We just talked about Big Fatty.
Big Fatty was the least exciting of our announcements. Announcement. Big Fatty's vulgar.
Vulgar.
Big Fatty, they know you better than I thought they did.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.